Hello, I'm Mary Jo Taylor, and I'm a member of First Presbyterian Church of Allentown for over 35 years now. I currently serve as a Bible study teacher of two groups, serve on the Faith Formation, Mission, and Nominating Committees. Today is Thursday, March 26th, and the question of the day is, when you think about justice, mercy, and faithfulness, which one feels hardest for you to live out, and why might that be? Big question. So what came to mind as I thought about justice, mercy, and faithfulness are several Bible verses, some of which I think you might be familiar with. Psalm 23, verse 6 says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long." And Ephesians 2, verses 4 and 5, "But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love which he has loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved." Goodness, mercy, love, and grace in the Hebrew and Greek words are all connected in meaning, and they're all qualities of our amazing God, and they're all gifts from God to us. The key word in Greek is chesed, and it can be translated as kindness and mercy, as it is in both of these verses. And the word love that's used here in Ephesians actually is the kind of love that shows kindness or concern or mercy. Grace is the word charis, which means graciousness, and it's a divine influence upon the heart. And this particular word for grace is, again, connected to kindness, one showing kindness and graciousness. It's important to note that kindness in the English language also indicates an activity in which an individual is kind to someone, and essentially an event that involves kindness, that particular quality. It's not a gracious disposition or somebody's character, but it's talking about an act, someone acting in the Lord's loving kindness. So, my aha from all this is realizing and appreciating that the source of mercy in my life is not from me. It's from God through Jesus Christ, and realizing that God has provided mercy in abundance to me. And therefore, I can share this with others. In a sense, it's a gift that I can pass along to other people, regifting at its finest. Being gracious, kind, and merciful to others is the way I have already been treated by Jesus. Because he first loved me and he continues to teach me, I can love and be merciful to others. So while I'm not perfect at this by any means, if I allow God's Spirit to flow through me, I can do a better job of showing God's mercy or loving kindness to others. And therefore, it's not as difficult as maybe you might think. When I think of faithful, I remembered Psalm 89, verses 1 and 2, because we just studied it in Bible study. "I will sing of your steadfast love, O Lord, forever. With my mouth, I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations. I declare that your steadfast love is established forever, and your faithfulness is as firm as the heavens." The word faithfulness is emun, which means established, trusty, trustworthiness. Stability, steady, truth. And this word is also understood to mean to build up someone or support someone, to foster as a parent or a nurse, to be permanent, to be true or certain. This verse speaks of God's faithfulness as connected to his loving kindness or mercy, and that is to be proclaimed to the generations, and it is firm as the heavens. We are to witness and know God's faithfulness through the stories in the Bible, as well as how God works in our lives today. We know God is faithful because he shows up for his people and acts in small and mighty ways on their behalf. God's faithfulness is also about keeping the promises God has made. God never breaks promise, never will. So for faithfulness, I look to God to show me how to do faithfulness in my life, showing up to do acts for God's people and keeping my promises to God and others. I don't necessarily find this particularly difficult per se, as long as I take giving promises very seriously. And then it's really about prioritizing my life and evaluating what I'm spending my time on. But I do ask myself, are there ways in which I could better serve God's people with the time I have to do? And have I really kept all my promises to God? The word justice brought to mind Micah 6:8. He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, love, kindness, there we go, their mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. So once again, justice and mercy and kindness are tied in together. And the word justice in Hebrew is mishpat, and it means a verdict that has been pronounced judicially. It's a sentence or a formal decree. And then this idea we're supposed to do the decree or do the verdict, it means we're supposed to accomplish, advance, appoint, or there's all these other words, practice, prepare, procure, all these things to do whatever the verdict is. Justice is a concern to act rightly and to be seen by others to act rightly. Divine justice embraces every aspect of the right ordering of human society according to the will of God. Justice is the idea that people receive what they have a right to expect under the law or other agreement. If someone's guilty of a crime, justice requires that they pay the penalty for the crime. If someone is wrong, justice requires the wrong to be made right in some way. The duty to execute justice was an integral part of God's law, founded upon his holiness, and it filled with his promise of security in the land. His standards were plain. Impartiality and the shunning of bribes and influence would pervert justice. Judicial authorities would prevent perverting justice. Judicial authorities are directed to watch for the rights of the poor, the needy, the fatherless, and the afflicted. But to ignore wisdom and not to know justice is the foolish that will bring about devastating judgments. So, what did I learn from all this Bible research? That doing justice is not making judgments. Doing justice is carrying out of laws or decrees, shall we say, God's commandments. And as Christians, we're to do justice by carrying out Christ's commands, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, sheltering the homeless, caring for the sick and imprisoned, and we can go on. So of the three, mercy, faithfulness, and justice, I find that justice might be the most difficult to do. It's difficult because following in Christ's way is not an easy thing to do each and every day. And also, some people think that doing justice requires making judgments, arguing, protesting, or fighting. None of that is really doing justice from a biblical sense. Alan Myers writes, "Doing justice is the responsibility of everyone in the covenant community. Their experience of God's gracious salvation demands in response that they show justice to others. And to do justice means to vindicate the cause of the poor and the oppressed, hearing their cry, knowing their rights, being their help, and help them to deal fairly in the marketplace, to show an impartiality, not favoring the rich or the poor, and to care for the hungry, thirsty, and naked. Doing justice is proof of God's covenant," which I thought was an interesting statement. "God's justice is also an object of hope. It is the promised work of the Spirit that walks in doing justice. God's people are to be that hope for the vulnerable in society when we meet them where they are to do justice with the abundance of God's gifts that he's given to us. And that is his amazing loving kindness and merciful acts. Would you pray with me? Dear loving God, you show us such an unfathomable mercy all through our lives in ways we can never fully understand or realize. Thank you for your love and faithfulness in our lives. Thank you for the abundant ways you show us your grace, and may it overflow to others around us. Help us to be merciful to others because you are merciful to us. And finally, Lord, call us to do justice in ways that reach the vulnerable directly where they are. Help us to lift them up to better health and living, both in the physical realm and the spiritual realm. May all good works done by your people draw them to you, so that they may in turn, O God, come to know you and love you. We pray all this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thanks for spending time with me. I hope you have a wonderful day today. God bless you all.